Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, you are. This is David Shepherd, also known as the Good Shepherd, in for my guy JR Sportbrief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is great to be with you, however and wherever you maybe listening from. You could be in your car, you could be in your truck, you could be at work, like Ryan Botcher and I. And Kevin, which Kevin Bunk, right? I want to make sure I'm getting that name. And Kevin Bunk as well. You could be just chilling at home, listening to us for free on the Odyssey app. You could also be getting us on SiriusXM channel 375. You could be getting us on your smart speaker device. All you have to say is play the Infinity Sports Network. We spent a good amount of the first hour talking about what I believe is the story in the NFL this past week, and that is the performance of Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Without question, one of the most impressive things you will see all season, considering everything that was working against them and how they were able to come out and perform the very best game they have had all year. We certainly talked about Josh Allen and his monster performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we will preview later the Buffalo Bills versus the Houston Texans, which will be on par in the showcase for Thursday Night Football. So we'll get to that. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the New England Patriots. But before I do that, let's get to a friend of the show and a friend of the network in general. Don't ever sleep on Big Friendly from California, who I know is like Dak Prescott and does have the goods and does deliver tenfold whenever his best is needed. Big Friendly in California, how you doing this evening? Or in your case, how you doing this afternoon, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing good, the Good Chef. Thank you for taking my call. Ryan, thank you. But real quick, as I get off work and I turn on the YouTube and I see my man Chef on, you guys are over here gassing up Dak Prescott. Now, Good Chef, I'm never going to be rude or disrespectful, but I have to strongly disagree.
Okay.
Dak played against the Raiders on Monday night. Now, I would say Dak is a good regular season quarterback. My man, you're over here comparing him to Steve Young and Bradshaw. They won. You should have compared him more to a Fran Tarkenton and a Dan Marino, guys that were great but never took that next step. Because I don't see Dak at least winning a Super Bowl in Dallas.
So you
what
think
do you say about that?
No, it's listen, first of all, you couldn't be disrespectful if you tried, because that's just in your DNA. I know that. That's Big Friendly. I would say that there are certain guys, the Dan Fouts of the world, right, that are so consistent for so long and are such good guys that the media eventually puts them in. Not that the immediate media eventually put in Dan Fouts, because he got in first ballot. Now, I love myself some Warren Moon. Warren Moon didn't start Warren Moon didn't start in a Super Bowl. Now, he did spend some time in the CFL, so we understand that, you know, his career was somewhat compromised because of that, but he was still a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback.
But that was a different time.
Okay, now with that being said, Big Friendly, we also have to be honest about what Dak Prescott has to endure. And he has to endure the most self-grandiose individual in all sports, in the imposter that is known to be Jerry Jones. And he has held this franchise afloat and upright because of how good he's been and because of how steady his leadership has been. Now, Big Friendly, I'm with you. I'm not putting him in the elite conversation among the all-time greats. I'm not putting him there. The guy has not been a great performer come playoff time. You think of what happened against the 49ers, losing to Jimmy G, and I think the G stands for OG, right? Talking about a Dak Prescott that loses to a rookie quarterback in Jordan Love, even though we know he wasn't exactly technically a rookie, but he was a rookie in terms of that was his first year as a starter, right? But you look at what's going on around him, Big Friendly. This is the worst.
He lost to Jared
Goff. That's a great point. He did lose to Jared Goff, but I also believe Jared Goff is going to make some Hall of Fame noise. I believe Jared Goff is going to get Hall of Fame consideration. Listen, I know, and Big Friendly, I know we can't put everybody there, but Dak Prescott. Here's my main point to this. Dak Prescott has never been the problem in Dallas. You and I both know that.
I agree. Okay? I agree with that.
The fact that they are more often than not relevant is because of Dak Prescott. I gave you the stat that when he doesn't suit up, Big Friendly, over the last 10 years, they are an under 500 team. When he does, they are 30 games above 500. Now to your point about Steve Young, if he played with a guy by the name of Jerry Rice, I guarantee you he would make a Super Bowl. If he was a Terry Bradshaw and had the steel curtain and had Lynn Swann and had John Stallworth and had, an unbelievable head coach who won 4 Super Bowls, right? We all know what it's like to play for the Rooney family. It ain't playing for the Jones family. You'd be better off playing for the Adams family.
True. And before you let me go, so let me piggyback on this, and then I want you to answer this when you let me go. So what I'm hearing, so let's just say, could this be another Matthew Stafford situation to where if Dak leaves and goes somewhere else that's already have a team around him and a coach, he would have a better chance? Because, my man, Stafford is balling, and he was in Detroit forever, and it was him and Megatron.
Yes.
And when he left Detroit, look at his career now. Hey, man, nothing but respect for you, my guy. I'm so glad I get to watch you. I'm going to be still sitting here. My man Pine Needles, take 5 minutes out in the corner, but I'm going to be on here talking, man.
Big Friendly, you got a good soul. Always a pleasure to talk to you on the airwaves, man. Hey, listen, man, you should call my show more often, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern time. I never hear from you then, brother.
Here's the funny thing. Daily hit me up because I realized that the Odyssey app, you're on the Odyssey app, correct?
I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah,
correct.
So my other tablet is broke, so I have to download it on this one. So you're going to be hearing a lot more from me now that Daily gave me the great stalker information.
Well, we love Daily. We love Big Friendly on the program as well. Great to hear from you, brother. Be well, man.
You too, my man. Thank you.
Thank you, Big Friendly. Always good to hear from Big Friendly in California. Botcher, if you were making, because I think you can speak to this. Top 10 callers in the history of the Infinity Sports Network.
Ooh, like, are we going notorious? Or are we going, like, well-respected? Because it's a completely different story.
I would say those that are staunch contributors. Because the guy who I'm going to take sooner than later, I would absolutely put him in my top 10 callers in the history of the Infinity Sports Network. I think he cracks that top 10 list.
Yes, he's definitely on there.
Yes, like in the history of the 13 years that we have done and been a part of this network, Big Friendly is in the top 10.
Yes, I'm trying to think of others. There's Mr. Positive. Mr. Positive.
No,
Gary from Jacksonville. Well, Alex from Miami.
But the thing about Gary from Jacksonville is Gary from Jacksonville doesn't call every show. Greg will find his way on every show. Big Friendly is an equal opportunist. He'll call every show. And that's what I appreciate. Because all our hosts are good. All the hosts are good. They deserve the same amount of love that other shows get. So I have an appreciation for those that call multiple shows, that give their presence on multiple platforms. And I think Big Friendly would definitely make the top 10. Where do you stand on Dak Prescott and his Hall of Fame trajectory? The one thing I'll say about you before I get your answer on that is Big Friendly does make a good point. Matthew Stafford was a dead man walking in Detroit. They just weren't going to go anywhere with him. He goes to the Rams. They win 4 straight games his first year there. They obviously win a Super Bowl. I do see something comparable happening to Dak, were that to be the case. But I also think there's something to be said about getting that monkey off their back and putting Dallas in an NFC title game for the first time in more than three decades. I do see that happening before it's all said and done with Dak. He's just got too much talent. He's too much of a leader. I can't see that not happening, despite the lack of leader that Jerry Jones is.
When I see Dak Prescott, I don't want to call it empty stats.
Oh.
But the stats don't tell the full story for Dak Prescott, just because the Cowboys, the last couple of years, they've gotten behind so quickly in these games because their defense has just been either injured, one, or two. They're just not good at stopping the run. So when I look at Dak, he's always playing from behind.
Yeah.
And he's always got these great receivers and great running backs and weapons. So he's always getting stats and yards and touchdowns, but it never converts into wins.
Great receivers.
CeeDee Lamb's great.
Is he dynamic? Yes. And shifty and quick, or is he great?
Is he
Jamar Chase great?
He's top five.
In the NFL?
CeeDee Lamb, yes, 100%. He is 100% top five.
He drops a lot of passes, man.
When you get a lot of targets, he drops some passes.
He drops a lot of passes. He's not Jefferson. He's not Chase. He's not in that category.
He's pretty close.
And I don't know if he has the intangibles, Botcher. I really don't. Like, to me, he's a little less of a version of Tyreek Hill when Tyreek was in his absolute cheetah prime. That's what he reminds me of. He's very gifted, don't get me wrong. But he's not a game changer the way that Randy Moss was, Marvin Harrison, Terrell Owens, right? He's not a game changer the way that Justin Jefferson is, the way that Jamar Chase is. I mean, I look at those guys. I don't even think CeeDee Lamb's in the same conversation as Amon-Ra St. Brown.
No. I think Amon-Ra, the top five, I would go Chase one, because of his impact and everywhere.
Of course.
Jefferson two, but that might fall just because I think he's been hurt quite a bit.
But he's also playing with a quarterback that needs another year in college. Who are we kidding?
That's true, but nine's on the team. This his alter ego.
Yeah.
But yeah it's fair. Just it's of course 1-2.
Right.
Chase, Jefferson, and then I would go CeeDee just because of how much he's needed.
Botch, you know what that tells me? You don't watch a lot of Rams games because Puka Nacua is better.
But he's also hurt too.
I understand that, but I'm not worried about Puka Nacua when it matters in the big time moments in the real clutch opportunities. I'm worried about CeeDee. You know, Zay Flowers, is he in that conversation?
Not even for me personally. Not even close.
How about Rashee Rice when he's healthy?
I can't say that just because you have Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
If I'm trying to find players that are standing out on their teams.
Sure.
With quarterback play that you might not say is top 5 to 10 in the NFL. So when I, like Justin Jefferson, of course, you're up there. You have Joe Flacco, you're going to be there.
Yeah.
It's just.
T. Higgins is in that conversation too. And I'll tell you what, I know that he gets more flack than anything else, but I know people consider him a diva, and this story about him versus Jalen Hurts continues to be the saga that is the NFL. But to me, AJ Brown has to be in this conversation as well.
Yeah, he's around there. He's top 10.
Yeah,
to 15.
All right.
It's just when you look at the wide receiver rankings, of course they're fluid.
Right.
It's going to keep going up and down. We're always going to have this is our guy, and it might have different opinions. I just think that CeeDee Lamb, you put him on any other team besides Dak Prescott as his quarterback, I still think he puts up these same numbers.
I think Dak makes CeeDee more than CeeDee makes Dak. I think it's the other way around, where obviously Justin Jefferson would make whoever he plays with. Jamar Chase would make whoever he plays with, right? There's certain wide receivers that are just, they just jump out at you. You cannot stay in front of them. You cannot stop them. But I feel like with CeeDee, I feel like he's a little bit of a head case. I just don't see the maturity, and I think that's an element to this. And you talk about Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice was the ultimate maturity. I mean, not eating ham and burgers and hot dogs for 20 years. There's just certain intangibles that I think you need to have as a receiver to be at that next level. I don't ever consider CeeDee Lamb to be in that category now. Somebody who is in that category in terms of leadership, in terms of intangibles, in terms of off-the-field habits and what he's building in terms of his reputation, Drake May. He has been unbelievable this year. Now, Botcher, very quickly, Stafford's number one in terms of the MVP voting this year for me at this point. I have Drake May number two. What do you say to that?
I'm okay with that. I would say right now it's probably Stafford, May,
right.
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
And then I would have Mahomes and Josh Allen tied.
Mahomes at 5-5?
If he finishes out strong, I think he'll get consideration.
By strong, you mean winning the next seven? Because I'll give you that.
Yeah. If he wins the next, if he wins six out of seven.
Okay. All right. So you believe they finish with an 11-6 record. I got you. Well, Drake May, he has won 8 games in a row. He has 20 passing touchdowns to 5 interceptions. He's leading the NFL in passing yards this season. He's tops in completion percentage. He's second in QBR. And again, this dude is in year number 2. And what he's able to do with the wide receivers that they have, there are 5 guys with at least 300 yards receiving this year. And he was able to do something with Stephon Diggs that Josh Allen, quite frankly, wasn't able to accomplish. And that is keep him happy. I mean, who would have thought that a second-year quarterback in Drake May would have so much game and have so much presence that Stephon Diggs would not have any kind of pushback the way he did for Josh Allen, who at the time, even then, was a top 2, top 3 quarterback. What the New England Patriots have done in terms of developing Drake May has been remarkable. Obviously, you have the best play caller, or arguably the best play caller, and the best offensive coordinator in Josh McDaniel. And then the final piece to all of this, of course, is Mike Vrabel. To me, the most colossal mistake in the NFL in the last 5 years is the Tennessee Titans letting Mike Vrabel go. They are 1-9 this year. 1-9. And I believe they are 4-23, if memory serves me correctly. They're 4-23 over these last 2 years. And the only reason they won a game this year is because the Arizona Cardinals, I guess, felt bad for them. Kyler Murray wanted to tank, maybe, and he wanted to hand Carolina a victory when they didn't understand how to take a football and run it into the end zone, and they just blew that game entirely. That's the only win that the Titans have to speak of. And what is apparently one franchise's trash or leftovers then turns into another franchise's gold. And Mike Vrabel and his match with New England this year has been nothing short of gold. They have been 8-26 these last 2 years prior to 2025. 8-26. They are 9-2 this year. The best case scenario for New England. Nobody thought this was going to happen. And why? Because they got the final piece in Mike Vrabel. And there's a lot of people right now that are discussing who's going to take over for the New York Giants, right? There's a lot of people having that conversation. Obviously, Miami is likely going to be a vacant head coaching spot as well. There's not anyone, and I don't believe for the life of me, I don't believe for 1 second that Matt LaFleur is going anywhere for Green Bay. I just think that's a media talk radio subject that people are foolishly throwing out there that has no merit or credibility whatsoever. But when it comes to this particular coaching hire cycle, there is no question that there was a lock that every franchise should have bent over backwards for in order to acquire their head coaching services. And that, of course, is Mike Vrabel, who in Tennessee made an AFC championship game in year 2 with an average quarterback in Ryan Tannehill, who's no longer even in the NFL. And in 4 of the 5 seasons that Mike Vrabel was overseeing things in Tennessee, they had a winning record. And 2 years prior to him getting there, they were 5-27 in 2 seasons. So clearly, Mike Vrabel is the difference maker. And you remember exactly what the Patriots season was like during training camp, how he set the tone, how he was jumping in the middle of drills and getting banged up and getting behind the pads and going all out, even as a 50-something-year-old head coach. That's leadership. That's setting the tone. And for a franchise that is considered to be the greatest professional dynasty we have in the 21st century in North American sports, for them to have fallen as far as they did, they needed a cultural changer and builder and difference maker, and they got that in the form of Mike Vrabel. And what I love about New England is the biggest rival they have, and quite frankly, the only rival they have in the AFC East, is the Buffalo Bills. Well, they went to Orchard Park, and they completely knocked the Bills' teeth in, holding them to 20 points, which was a season low at the time. Remember, this is a Bills team that just put up 44 points against Tampa, and that Bills team against Tampa, you know they're both playoff teams. So for New England to go into Buffalo ruin their undefeated season, hold them to 20 points, you know New England, for 1 second, is not fearful. They'd have no trepidation. They have no fear when it comes to their AFC East arch rival. And what you love about New England's chances when it comes to actually taking this division and potentially taking the number one seed in the AFC, and obviously Denver and them are neck and neck at 9-2, is you look at the remaining schedule. Well, the Patriots have 6 remaining games. Just one of those games is against a team that is playoff bound, and that's the Buffalo Bills, and they're hosting them. And I believe that's December 14th. Make sure you mark that game on your calendar because that's going to be a special one. But New England, they're already bouncing with all the confidence in the world because they went into Buffalo and again handed Buffalo a loss at their place, and it was the first loss that Buffalo had all season. So when you talk about accountability, when you talk about a standard, they did not have that with Bill Belichick when they wanted to do anything but listen to the curmudgeon. They did not have that with Gerard Mayo, who was in a little bit over his head, whose boots were a little bit too far over the skis, and it's not his fault. He was just put in a tough situation, and you ousted him after a year. I thought that was a little premature, but I get it because you got the biggest asset in the offseason, and that is the head coaching services of Mike Vrabel. And it's why I believe this is not a myth. This is not a facade. The New England Patriots, given what they've done so far, how they've looked the last 8 weeks, how they have unfolded in terms of what their schedule is going to look like the next 6 weeks, because they're only playing one playoff team in the Buffalo Bills and hosting them at that, it's why I see New England winning 14, 15 games this season, believe it or not, and why I believe they will be the number one seed in the AFC. And it's why I also believe if it's not Matthew Stafford, who continues to play flawless football, Drake May is going to be your MVP in year two. Who saw that coming? Considering, I think by most people's accounts and most people's takes, they didn't even have Drake May as one of the two best rookies in last year's class. He right now is playing like one of the best two quarterbacks on planet Earth. Number to get aboard is 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. Here is my question for you. When you look at the New England Patriots and you look at the Buffalo Bills, given how both schedules are going to pan out, given how the New England Patriots are going to be hosting the Buffalo Bills come December 14th, given how hot the Patriots have looked the past 8 games, who do you see ultimately prevailing and taking the AFC East? Number to join us again is 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. This is David Shepard filling in for the great JR Sport Brief. We will be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepherd.
Welcome back, everybody. This indeed is David Shepherd, a.k.a. the Good Shepherd, in for my guy JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get to our sports flash momentarily. And if you were on hold, just know we are going to get to you before the end of the hour. That is a promise. This is the portion of the show where we talk begrudgingly about Shedeur Sanders, because I know that people are Shedeur Sanders out at this point. I will say that it was a very rough going for him against the Baltimore Ravens. But the Baltimore Ravens, they're one of the better defenses in the NFL. And they're playing with the ultimate chip on the shoulder because everyone knows they should not have gotten off to that 1-5 start. And so you see Baltimore playing a lot better over these last, you know, couple of weeks. In fact, that obviously corresponds and correlates with Lamar Jackson, and with good reason. But I'm not judging Shedeur Sanders off of one game, and a game in which he did not get the majority of the first team reps in practice that week. I'm going to judge Shedeur Sanders after what he does after that embarrassing 4-for-16 performance, where he did look like he didn't even belong as a backup in the NFL. But I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him because there does seem to be this perception out there that he is a sideshow, that he is all smoke and no gas, meaning it's not a lot of substance when it comes to Shedeur Sanders' NFL future and career. I disagree with that. I saw him in the preseason. I saw him go against guys who are going to be first stringers. I saw what he did at Colorado, where he was the most accurate quarterback in the history of college football, where he did have the Buffalo winning 9 games, something they had not done in nearly a decade, and where he was the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award winner, something that is only reserved for the best upperclassman quarterback in the country. So I love how everyone is jumping down the throat of Shedeur Sanders and calling him a bum and saying he doesn't belong in the NFL and saying he's a product of the hype machine that is his father prime, and that's the only reason he was drafted in the first place, when the truth of the matter is we all know he was one of the best 2 quarterbacks in college football in 2024. And if not for Cam Ward, a lot of people had Shedeur Sanders as the best overall quarterback coming out of college. And he went up against an absolute wrecking ball in the Baltimore Ravens, right, wrong place, wrong time. Because that's not the time you want to face Baltimore. First of all, they're already an upper echelon defense, but they're playing for their life right now because they understand they have such a thin margin of error when it comes to actually taking AFC North, given that Pittsburgh got off to such a hot start. So they were just happen to really be facing Baltimore at the wrong time. But when you factor in that Shedeur Sanders is going to get the majority, if not all, of the first team reps in practice, when you factor in he is going against a team in the Las Vegas Raiders who are reeling right now and who are struggling, I'm excited for what Shedeur is going to do on Sunday. I really am. And I anticipate it is going to be a complete 180 from what we saw in terms of his struggles against the Baltimore Ravens. And I know he had a horrific, horrific game. 1 interception, 47 passing yards, 4 completions to go with 16 attempts. But I'm not going to judge him by his first time ever as a starter. I'm going to judge him for how he responds. I'm going to judge him for how he ultimately adjusts. And if I know anything about the name Sanders, just when you count that family out, even with Deion Sanders, they find a way to come back even stronger. And it's not, you know, the apple ain't far from the tree when it comes to Shedeur. Now, he's not even close to the talent that Deion was as an athlete, but he's still going to be a pretty good quarterback. We just have to breathe and not give him the scrutiny and criticism that comes with being the surname Sanders. Number to join us, per usual, 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. We are not only talking on the airwaves. We're on YouTube. We're streaming over these 4 hours. So get involved in the YouTube chat. You got an opinion, you got a perspective, you got insight, you got a take. You don't necessarily just have to call us at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You can always drop your thoughts in our YouTube chat on the Infinity Sports Network page. And Lost Cause 1974, they're doing a lot of typing in this YouTube chat. And they're offering some good things. Talking about parents, propelling kids to success. I like it. I like the deep thinkers and the all-encompassing knowers in this particular YouTube chat. And Infinity Sports Network, we're almost at 16,000 subscribers, so keep it coming. You know we're going to keep it coming. We're going to get to all your calls on the other side right here on the JR Sport Brief on the Infinity Sports Network. But before we do anything else, let's get to our own Hall of Famer. Since we've talked about Hall of Famer so much, it's not Dak Prescott, it's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepherd.
Welcome back, everybody. This indeed is the Good Shepherd on the Infinity Sports Network. Great to be with you, however, and wherever you may be listening from. Before we get back to phone calls, Ryan Botcher, are you familiar with this Lakers situation going on with basically the Bus Brothers being fired?
I saw. So basically, are they just being terminated because they're not majority owner anymore and they're just trying to get rid of the old regime?
Which is bizarre because Jeannie Buss is still continuing to serve as the majority governor for the foreseeable future, but you're firing Joey and Jesse Buss, who, I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know existed until 24 hours ago, if we're being honest. But it begs the question, Botcher, would you ever fire your sibling for any reason whatsoever?
Yeah, I would, depending on what they do.
Okay, what they did.
Okay, if they, like, did something criminal or completely wrong, yeah, they're gone.
No. I'm not talking about breaking the law. I'm not talking about doing anything that violates any particular clause in a contract that's inhumane. I just mean on the court, like, wouldn't you find a different position for them, in other words, right? I couldn't fire a family member. I couldn't do that.
It's like when the coaches get too old to be in the loop, so they go to an advisory role.
Correct. So exactly. It's just, like, in all seriousness, like what they're doing, like what they do with Greg Popovich.
Oh, yeah.
With the San Antonio Spurs, right? Like, that's, yeah, like 100%. Like what they're doing, like, you know, Coach K still has an office at Duke. So, I mean, these, you know, Joey and Jesse Buss, here's who they discovered: Austin Reeves, Alex Caruso, Kyle Kuzma, Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance Jr., Max Christie. Those are all legitimate NBA players. Like, they've had careers. So, I mean, and you talk about Austin Reeves, Botcher, remember, AR-45 was undrafted.
Yes, and soon to be
an all-star
max contract player.
Yeah, without question. You saw what he was doing at the beginning of the season without LeBron James. He's without question a max player. But I would never fire a family member under any circumstances. Now, if they did something to publicly embarrass the organization or the business, that's a different story. But this just seems to be petty. That's what this is. This is bullshack. That's what this is. You fired your two siblings because you just don't think that they could hack it anymore? Like, there was no reason for it. There was no statement being released as to why they were being fired. There was no press conference being held. They were just dismissed after 20 years associated with the franchise. And the bus name is royalty in NBA circles. So this makes no sense to me. This is despicable, and you have no right to ever fire a family member unless they do something that is unlawful or so reprehensible that it puts shame to your family's name. I didn't even mean to rhyme there, but I did anyway. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand it, but I don't know the personal connection that Jeannie Buss has with her brothers.
Well, and that's a great point because Jeannie's much older than them.
Yeah.
Jeannie's in her mid-60s. They're 41 and 37, respectively.
So, like, I'm looking at this article. Supposedly, they had a falling out a couple years back because of Magic Johnson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
Jeannie and Magic are still close.
Yeah, so if there is bad blood between them, I could see that if, hey, your kind of role here is going to be gone anyways when I step down, there's no point in continuing this. I could see that as like a conversation, but to do it out of just cold, no reason possible,
that's rude and wrong. It just seems spiteful. That's what it seems like. No wonder Jeannie Buss and Phil Jackson didn't work out. That was a little harsh. Number to join us, 888-710-4ISN. There's a reason they didn't work out, though. 888-710-4476. Before, we were talking about the craziness of the Buss family and the cutthroat nature of ownership and management in NBA circles. We were talking about who is going to win the AFC East between the Bills and Patriots. And do not be surprised if it's the up-and-coming Patriots that ultimately supplant Buffalo and snap their 5-season streak of being AFC East title champions. Let's get to Gilberto in San Diego. It's good to hear from you, brother. How you doing?
Muy bien. ¿Cómo estás, mi amigo? ¿Cómo está tu show hoy?
Oh, that's right. So I think you said, how's the show going during the day? That's essentially what you're implying
today,
there, right? Yeah,
today,
exactly. Today. Oy, ¿cómo se dice today in Espanol? Es hoy, ¿sí?
Hoy, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, listen, man, I'm disappointed with the Buss family. I would expect more from Jeannie Buss. You know, the daughter of the late, great Jerry Buss. I mean, she's firing her two brothers. Come on. What are we doing here?
This is the second time that she's done it.
Yeah, but the other one was the other one you can kind of get behind because Jim Buss was running this franchise into the ground.
Yeah.
They're not running this franchise into the ground. They're the head of research and the assistant GM. They're not doing anything significant. Let them keep the job. No. It's family.
The thing is this. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Mark Walters.
Hey, by the way, he also happens to own another franchise that you're familiar with, Gilberto.
Oh, yes, I do. although that's not going to make me be a Lakers fan, okay?
Oh, what are you, Clipper for life?
Oh, no. Not Clipper for life.
Who's
but
your team?
Not Lakers. I like the Clippers.
Okay.
But I like good teams when in the playoffs, basically, I watch basketball. I don't watch during the season. But
you know who you got to check out sometime? You got to watch Nikola Jokic, man. The guy can't jump over a phone book. He can't jump over a phone book, Gilberto, yet he will dominate a basketball game.
I know. And you know, on basketball, I think the Rockets can do something incredible this year if Van Vliet comes back.
Yeah. If he doesn't come back, how about Reed Shepard? I'm not just saying that because he shares the same last name as me, but how about Reed Shepard and his ability in year number two? He was a real disappointment as a top five pick coming out of Kentucky last year, but man, has his game evolved.
Yeah, this may be the year that Kevin Durant finally puts it together. Maybe.
You mean this is the year he actually wins a championship where he's not already joining a 73-win Golden State Warriors squad that already has four Hall of Famers?
If he stays healthy, that team is going to be a juggernaut in the playoffs.
I agree. Sure. And Amen Thompson is a problem, and Alfred Sengun is so good and so skilled. And then you have Jabari Smith Jr. It's a really, really good Rockets team. You got Steven Adams off the bench. You have Torrey Craig. Like, there's a lot to be proud of when it comes to what the Rockets are putting out there, for sure.
They could be a surprise. And what's no surprise for me is what the Patriots are doing. I actually thought they were going to make the playoffs before the season started. And there's one thing about the Patriots. They have a new coach, but he's not a rookie coach.
No, anything
he's
but.
He's a proven coach.
Well, I will never understand for the life of me how the Titans, knowing what he was able to do with Ryan Tannehill as his quarterback, mm-hmm. the fact that they were able to have four or five winning seasons, one of those seasons including getting to the AFC title game with Ryan Tannehill as your starting quarterback, and they dismissed him like he was chopped liver, for them to go 4-24 the next two seasons, and I don't see them winning at all by the end of this year either. So they're very likely going to be 4-28, or excuse me, no, it actually be 4-30 over these two seasons since they haven't had Mike Vrabel. I will never understand for the life of me how when you are, there's such a dearth when it comes to elite NFL head coaches and real cultural changing men. Mike Vrabel fits that bill. And the Tennessee Titans just waived the greatest gem they have had by far in the last 20 years. And it's a damn shame.
And thank you, Titans, for that, because the Patriots have him. And what you were mentioning about Drake May, he's playing like a season veteran right now. You know, then you put some numbers about the yard passing yard, rushing yard, the touchdown passes to five interceptions, 70-plus completion. No other quarterback in NFL history has those numbers over any span of 11 starts in a single season.
Really?
No other quarterback has those numbers, plus an 800 winning percentage.
Wow.
Josh Allen, Tom Brady.
Yeah, Mahomes, Lamar,
none.
Burrow. Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, Manning, that's and you know, he started his career with Gerard Mayo. So the fact that he actually looked
he survived.
Well, no, but we talked about this before, Gilberto. Like, we saw him throw his first 10 touchdown passes. They were to 10 different receivers. So he knew how to spread the field. He knew once that first option wasn't available, how to make that second option, you know, prevalent, how to make that third option come to life, how to adjust on the fly, how to make quick decisions out there. We saw that in his rookie year. So we saw the potential. We saw the promise.
And the accuracy, I mean, he's like 60 plus percent on passes over 40 yards.
Yep. I mean, there's a reason
and like
why.
70% over 20 yards.
Yeah.
The kid is amazing. Can he keep it that way? Hopefully he can. He trusts his offensive line. And I do think the Patriots are going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's...
They have the coach for that.
Yes.
Nothing takes them back.
I agree. And, Gilberto, what I'm even more confident about is you look at their upcoming schedule. They're likely not going to face Joe Burrow when, you know, they face him the 23rd. They got the Giants who are going nowhere. They got the Ravens. That's going to be interesting. But
they got the Bills after a bye.
Yes. Yes, they
after
do.
After a bye. And then they got the Ravens. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to go and they're not going to lose again.
Right.
But
right.
There's a big chance that they won't lose any more games.
Well, you know, the truth is they have three byes. You said they have one bye before the Bills, and then they have two byes after that. You know what those byes are going to be?
Yeah, the wild card round.
Well, no, the Jets and the Dolphins.
Well, you know, the Jets and the Dolphins can give them trouble.
No, those are biased because remember they're not playing exactly. They're not playing in Miami.
They're gonna be at home, and one of the things is gonna be so cold that both of them are gonna freeze. Okay.
Well, listen,
and that's the beauty of it.
When you play Miami for the last 5 years, you always want to play them in cold weather because if they have any shot to beat you, that being Miami, it's going to be when Tua is playing in hot weather, but he doesn't do anything when it comes to cold weather. Gilberto, always a pleasure, brother. Always good to hear from you, man.
Gracias, mi amigo. We'll talk later.
Sounds good. Always good to hear from Gilberto in San Diego. Number to join us, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We've got a lot of people on hold that want to talk about the New England Patriots versus the Buffalo Bills, who is going to come out on top in the AFC East. And we got some live football coming soon. Now, anyone who listens to me, anyone who's listened to the Infinity Sports Network over the past 4 or 5 years, you know that I typically host 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. So it is a thrill to be on the air while we have live football. And I'm actually on the air when we have live football, but not the American kind of football. That's F-U-T-B-O-L, soccer. But I'm usually not hosting when we have live American football, and that, of course, kicks off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on Prime Video. The 5-5 Houston Texans facing the Buffalo Bills, hosting them. But don't be fooled, folks. The 5-5 record is not actually indicative of how good the Texans are, because anytime you're in a division with the Tennessee Titans, that is essentially an automatic 2 wins. We will preview Thursday Night Football on the other side. We will continue to take your calls as well at 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. And again, not only are we on the airwaves, wherever you may be listening to us, whether it be for free on the Odyssey app or SiriusXM channel 375, or maybe a smart speaker device, but we're on YouTube. We're on YouTube, folks. We're streaming live. You see this pretty face. You see that pretty face in there. Well, you can't quite see Ryan Botcher. We're taking your calls next. We're talking Thursday Night Football. Good Shepherd, in for JR. We're coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.